If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Attention! It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Hey now, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hi there, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and the news and a whole bunch of other stuff, and I'm ready to bore you with my life story. Now, I will tell you about some fun stuff that just happened, though. I just make silly jokes and whatnot. First of all, if this is your first time listening, thank you so much for hitting us up, for downloading it. It used to be a Nerd Talk podcast. I think that's going to be reborn as another podcast. Anyway, this is just a... you could skip ahead to find Nerd Talk if that's what you need. I apologize if that's not what you... You're not getting what you expected, okay? Anyway, freshly back from Yosemite National Park. Now, I want to preface real quick before we get too far into this. This is going to be a longer one because I got a lot of data to get out of me about the scenic adventure we went on. We are real spoiled here in the Pacific Northwest. Obviously, there is so much beautiful nature everywhere. And for the most part, up in this specific region, there's a there's plentiful water, rainfall, green stuff everywhere. So there's trees and beautiful scenery everywhere you go. Well, we took the family, hopped on an airplane, and went down to Yosemite National Park, where California is dry, and it's the Southwest, and it's outside of Fresno is where you go in, so a few hours north of LA, right? It's actually like right between Los Angeles and San Francisco, said the airport shuttle guy to me. And so it's not quite the same, so we should be grateful for all of the beautiful, lush, green everything we have here. It's easy to take it for granted, but you go to a place that's like stunning and one of the best on earth, and I'm like, I've been to places where it's greener. What an ass. Oh, I'm excited. So I just had a big birthday, and when we were planning the trip, I said to my wife, let's do something fun. Let's go somewhere. Let's have an adventure. And she's the one who instilled this in me, so she was all in. Start talking about places. Well, we could go to Hawaii, or we could... I just wanted something relaxing and not stressful. Go to Hawaii, or we could go to the beach or something. We got talking about it, and eventually she was like, hey, do you want me to just plan this? And I was like, oh boy, now I've done it. Now she's mad at me. And she's like, no. It's like kind of fun if you don't know where you're going, and it's a mystery adventure. Sure enough, she talks to enough people, comes up with this thing. She heard me talk about last summer. I went to Yellowstone, just drove through for the day. Not enough time. And I was so into it. And I wanted to go back to Yellowstone and to Yosemite, and I just didn't think anything of it. Well, she remembered, and she booked us a trip to Yosemite. And let me tell you, it was mind-bogglingly cool. Now, you have to stay at like some old-ass hotel if you're going to stay in the park itself, because national parks don't let like a ton of businesses currently run. I won't get into the whole politics of that, but we stayed just outside, about an hour outside of it. And it's only an hour because of the winding roads. It's like 20 or 30 miles or something like that. We stay at this great little place that has these little cabins and stuff, and it's off season. It's January in a national park, so it's not like there's thousands of people there competing for these spaces. So it was like a hell of a deal. Stayed in these cabins and then drove down into the park to see things. There are like something like seven massive rock faces all within the stretch of like a couple miles. And there's like a loop at the bottom of the valley that you drive around to get to all these things, right? And it is so stunning to see like a 3,000 foot cliff right next to you. And just this little sliver that's carved out where all this stuff happens. Being out in nature is so rad. But something I would totally recommend if you have the means to do it is to get out in nature somewhere and hire a guide. I went on a guided photography tour, a half day thing. It was about 5 hours long. And Ansel Adams is a famous photographer. He's passed, but he worked at the Awani Lodge. And at some point that was turned into a place for veterans to recuperate after foreign wars. And he photographed these veterans, which is cool. But he's a nature photographer, typically black and white. And so the Ansel Adams Center is set up there. And so they're big into photography. And this place lends itself to it. So my wife was so cool. And for my birthday, she hired a half-day photography tour for me. Now, if Space Baby didn't go with us, then she would have come along and just seen nature. But Space Baby was there. So she just let me go by myself and this guide. And it was awesome. First of all, Brittany is her name, and she grew up in Issaquah, which is amazing. So we had something to talk about right out of the gate. That was pretty neat. The idea of getting a guided tour, photography or not, just being able to like walk around through the park and see all of the stuff, because it's overwhelming how much is there. And so she took me just like, you know, sometimes only 150 yards off the path or whatever, off the road. To find these great unobstructed views of these landmarks. And my goodness. Stuff you'd never find yourself unless you went there like 100 times and like tried something new each time. And there's all these hikes and fun things to do. And like, here she is being like, here, there's a thing here. If you bring your family back tomorrow, park there. I got some of the best photographs of my life. I do a little amateur hobby photography. And you're seeing these massive, massive stone structures. Right now, there's a film called Free Solo. It has nothing to do with Han Solo, so don't get excited if you're Star Wars. But it's about a guy who climbed the rock face, the afternoon rock face of El Capitan. It's a 3,000 foot, it looks like it's just like straight up and down, no handhold rock, right? It's intimidating to say the least. And when you see it, it's breathtaking. You pull down into the valley, you see this huge waterfall, and then bam, there it is, this big ass rock face. Looks like it was installed there for rock climbing. In the distance, Half Dome is a peak that half of it fell off, I think, or was carved away by a glacier, and that looks cool. Looks like an eagle's beak in the background. Anyway, El Capitan is insane. So just getting the right vantage point to take a picture is hard because it's so massive. So anyway, just having someone take you around somewhere like that is super cool. If you have the means to do it, I totally recommend it. I could go on and on and on about this. I'll blog about it and post pictures and stuff. I haven't done it yet because I'm editing. But you can follow me on Instagram, @HeyGregor, to see just a few things that I posted. And you forget, living in the Pacific Northwest where it's cloudy all the time, how badass the stars look when it's dry. There's no haze in the air. Surprising, a lot of airplanes are allowed to fly over Yosemite, and so astrophotography is real tough because the planes ruin these long exposures where you get all the sweet stars and everything. I'm really surprised by the response I got to a question on Twitter yesterday involving snack food during a football game.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Surprise winner at Super Bowl 54, the halftime show. To be clear, if the performers had to battle, I'm Team Shakira all the way. Though J-Lo's daughter singing was pretty cool, too. Congrats on the huge win to the state of Missouri, home of Kansas City, and hey, while we're at it, the state of Kansas, too. It's two big losses for the Niners in the last decade, huh? I ain't mad at that. commercials to Google this morning if you missed them, or just go to 1077thean.com. The Bill Murray Groundhog Jeep ad, the super sweet Google ad. Aww. And I love the Cheetos can't touch the spot. Now, America's way more divided than I imagined. When I asked which you would choose for Super Bowl Sunday yesterday, chicken wings only just beat out nachos as snack of the day, 54-46. I thought that gap would be way wider. Yesterday was also Groundhog Day, and that husky squirrel did not see his shadow. Spring is coming. That's good, because we had literally 4 weeks of rain last month. 4 weeks. Literally.
You just got newsed.
Okay, I won't waste a bunch of time here. I'll just set this up for you. I'm trying to be a little bit greener, trying to think about things. I mean, as I just told you a story about flying and driving a ton or whatever. But, you know, it's just in day-to-day life. If you could do a few things, like in California, all the straws are made out of that compostable stuff. And they, like, disintegrate after an hour. Big deal. They disintegrate. That's the idea. Get another one if you need it. Anyway. There's a problem with being in Seattle, though, and that's that the... If you're going to try to use solar and stuff like that, it's tough because the light doesn't break through the same way. Well, think again.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
A team of university science nerds are hard at work making anti-solar cells. What, does it turn light back into greenhouse gas? I know. That works by collecting heat that stuff radiates at night and making energy from it. That's nice, but can we please make something that converts all the rain last month into energy? Yeah, those are called plants. They do that already. Yeah. The FDA has approved a treatment for peanut allergies in kids. A drug can be sprinkled on food in small amounts to help people who can't eat the legumes stay healthy, but it's no cure, just an aid. Now, I'm allergic to my cat, whose name is Peanut. Will this work for that? And finally, the Japanese billionaire looking to find love by taking a woman around the moon using Elon Musk's SpaceX has canceled the contest to find his mate. Almost 30,000 women applied to be on the reality dating show Full Moon Lovers. I assume that instead he'll just take some sort of super Japanese sex robot.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. The end of the show. Thanks for the subscription. Tell somebody. Unsubscribe if you hated it. Let's go to Yosemite together, huh? The end of the end of the show. The end of the end of the show.
The end of the show.
The end of the show. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.